Right, everyone, welcome to Office Hours. It is 4 p.m., so I'm going to go ahead and get started. So if you have questions, please drop them in the Office Hours text chat. There's a thread for questions. If you're not sure what this is a half-hour segment where Prime answers any questions that you might have about Neo. So drop those in text format, and I'll go ahead and answer them in the order that they appear. If there are no questions, we'll sit here in silence, because that's how Office Hours work. Let's go ahead and get started, as we do have a question right now. So Jackal Girl says, I do have a question. Could you explain what the ballistic path procedural mesh is for? Someone stated that it had to do with teleportation teleporters, but I was hoping for some more detail. Yeah, so that mesh is used for the teleport locomotion, which is in default worlds by, you know, when you make a new world, it's in there by default. It produces an arc, which is mathematically a ballistic path. But I don't really know why it's called ballistic path, because, yes, ballistic teleporting. That's what it's used for predominantly. It is not that usable inside of Neos right now, because you can't really affect the mathematics of that path that well. But obviously we can from C#. You can use it if you want. You do need to do mathematics, though. If you look at the trajectory node, I believe it's in physics, that will give you similar inputs and outputs that will be needed for that mesh. It is a complicated mesh. That's the only question we have so far, so I'll think about something else to say. Revy says, updates on world updates. Check the announcements channel. Thanks. Next question. Okay, for those just joining us, if you have any questions, please go ahead and drop them in the Office Hours text chat. That's a couple of channels above this one in the thread, and I'll get to them in order that they appear. So we have a question here from Cyber Warlock, who says, moving to a new renderer anytime soon. I don't have any updates to share on that one. Rendering is a topic which I am not involved in, purely based on sort of, I don't have the knowledge there. Geen's, our graphics programmer, does, and they'd be able to answer more about that. Do check the announcement section and our roadmap on the GitHub for any information about that one. Moving forwards, we have Titi, who's asking a question, who says, I've been gone for a while. What's the current summed up situation regarding NCR? You can go ahead and take a look at the announcements channel and read all the announcements in there that have the word NCR in them, and you'll be fully up to date. If we have any more information, we will put it in the announcements channel. If you are going to complain immediately following me answering this question that there are no recent announcements, then I would like you to listen to this sentence again. The updates are in the announcements channel. If there are no updates, they are the most up-to-date updates that we have. It's a bit like Windows, right? No one really thinks about that, right? You know, you're on Windows. Actually, Windows is a bad idea because they update like all the time. Like, you know, it's like saying that there are no recent updates. It's like, yeah, I know. But like the most recent updates are there. I had a DM from someone that said, will support be coming soon? I don't know what that question means. Please answer questions in the thread so I can get more information about those. Thanks. Cyborg has another question here. It says, any updates on stuff you've been excited to work on stroke look at? Personally, I've been working on a bunch of science projects, so those are cool. I also was working yesterday on an updated document for the MMC to clarify license issues. So you can find that in the MMC text channel. That was a document which Medra's like, this is needed. We're having lots of questions and confusing discussions about it. So I made a document summarizing licenses. For those who are unaware, in the MMC, one of the rules stipulates that you must have a license to use an asset in the MMC, and that caused some confusion because apparently no one pays attention to licenses anywhere at all. The loose principle of that is that when you download something from the internet, you don't own it. You might think that you automatically own it, but you don't. When you download something, you're usually given a license to that. Sometimes it's less clear than others, but even in games, you're given a license. That's called the end user license agreement. It's a license to the game. So if you don't have a license, you can't use it. That's as simple as that. So make sure that you're reading the download, reading the license of anything that you've downloaded, and check that documentation for more information. Jackal says, what has been the most surprising, clever thing that you've seen someone do with Logix? That's going to have to be the neural network world that was, I think, last year's MMC. But they did a whole neural network. Now, it does only do Pong, which is quite a simple neural network with not that many nodes in between it. But like the whole way that that was put together so that it is actually a neural network working Logix is quite cool. Additionally, is the traffic NPC system, the one that's got all the like little creatures that run around a village. That's really cool use. Easton says, Gorp. I don't know what that means. Please elaborate. Revy says, have the servers been downgraded or her people and myself noting the Lingfield server? Nope, not to my knowledge. If you have any issues, please make sure that you're opening up a bug report. There is a particular bug issue that you should go take a look at, which is called assets loading slowly or something like that. It is on our GitHub and you can take a look at it. I have a DM that says, where do I post questions in the thread? So you're on community meetings. You go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 channels. You find the office hours text chat. You click into the office hours text chat. And then right at the bottom of the office hours text chat, the last message in there is a thread and you put questions in there. If you're having difficulty with that, feel free to just DM me the question. But like, it really should be easy to type in there. Dio says, is the logic structure like a neural net? And I'm presuming I'm speaking about the neural network website. Entry. No, it is, but the logics is just to communicate with the nodes. The nodes are like separate pieces of logics, which are then called between each other. I can't remember the exact specifics. I did unpack something and it looked really cool. For those unaware, when it comes down to like simple neural networks, it gets a lot easier to understand. You connect an input. And let's say an input might be something very simple like the brightness of a pixel. And then the output might be move left, move right. And then based on that, you can start doing information. So the neural network might say, okay, if I see a 1 on the brightness of a pixel, then I output 1 to move left. And that is just a very basic example. If you think about it more and more and you look into like how it works, you can start to really understand why really simple creatures are like what we call really simple, because they have a smaller brain mass, they have a smaller connectome, I believe is the term for it. Like if you think about a fly, maybe, the fly is just responding to a very simple neural network, which is like seek food, avoid people. There is research to say that the size of brains doesn't matter as much as we thought, though. I seem to remember it was something, one of the like QI, that TV show has been on my YouTube short feed for a bit. Something about the size of the brain not being that more, that more important. It's like more the development of the brain. Dio clarifies, I meant in terms of how graph-based data structures are typically visualized, but I like this explanation more. No, logics is not structured like a neural net. I really don't understand the question. Oh, I skipped Easton's question. I don't know what that is. If it's a badge, then I can go look at the badge code right now and see what's there. Except I can't because my bookmark's broke. Anyway, that'll be common avatar builder. Yep, common avatar builder. All right, scroll to the badges section. There is no badge with that name. But there's no standard badge with that name. It's probably a private badge, or it might just be a tag. Like the problem is that people like associate tags with like badges, but like tags aren't badges. Tags are just tags. Much how worlds can have tags, users can have tags, and how we add badges to people is usually via tags because it tags a user. But tags don't always equate to badges. They just sometimes do. Yes, the neural network world is laid out like that a lot. Simpler than that, but yes. Beagle asks, not sure how much you know about custom badge installation, but I want to add a badge in, but when I use the badge installer, overwrites another badge I've edited and sets it back to default. Once you've used the badge installer once, I would just go ahead and take a look at adding the badge manually to the badge installer. It shouldn't be that difficult to go find the existing custom badges and add another one. But if you're using a community-based integration, then you should go speak to the member of the community that made that integration. I can only help with real badges. Because I don't know like how that one works. It's usually Obsidian's one that people use. I don't know how it's work. I don't use it because I have enough badges. Beagle clarified that it's the custom badge thing. Yeah, you'll have to speak to the maker of the custom badge thing. Yeah, Gorp's just a tag. Like you can see it there. Like it's just a tag. Like it's not a badge. It's a tag. So you see how this says like it says tags Neos team Neos admin. That allows Fruxius and anyone else with those tags to perform things that you guys can't. For example, I can delist an item from the world browser. I can feature an item in the world browser. I can save stuff to the Neos team inventory. Like it's tags. It's not badges. So I would calm down and enjoy knowing that all badges are not tags. Moving forwards to questions. Maestro says, thank you, I haven't touched Discord. What is the license turns that I might need to know about if I want to develop for your project? Say, require the You mean the license terms of NEOS? Take a look at our end user license agreement and our terms of use, as well as our user guidelines. That's all you need to abide by. You do whatever you want, provided you're abiding by those. Those are all available on the wiki, and some are available like in Steam and stuff. Easton, there is not a place on the wiki for tags because tags can be literally anything, and the amount of tags that you'll see will grow exponentially, and they don't mean anything. There's also not a page for badges that are... Easton, you need to just chill out, because just a tag, like, it's meaningless, right? If you look at your world, any world that you've published, it's going to have a tag for, like, everything that you put into the world name. For example, if you called the world The Cool Cabin by the Sea... it will have a tag that's called the, because like our tag system's just like bad right now. So it doesn't mean anything. It's just like, it usually is signaled in behavior, right? It's exactly the same as slot tags, but the difference is in that slot tags, you can only have one because we don't have collections yet. Whereas we do have collections in the API, so you can do that. And we do have collection-like abilities for the world browser. That's also why the MMC uses tags and not the world name. As a reminder for the MMC, you do not need to put MMC or MMC 2023 or MMC 23 in your world name. Just put it in the tags. It's up to you, but I've seen a bunch of worlds where they've like got, like, I don't know, it still seems like people think that they need to put it in the world name, which you do not. All right, moving forwards, that's done. Revy says, have we turned you into a furry yet? I don't know. Maybe you should find out. Pan says, how am I today? I have pink lemonade, so I am amazing. Jackal says, what is your favorite kind of cheese? I do not answer cheese questions because I answered them all. Search back through the notes. For those who are unaware what pink lemonade is, pink lemonade is lemonade that has raspberry juice in it. Yeah, it's fine on the session names. It's just like when I come to set up the... I run the voting systems for MMC. When I come to set up the voting system and I go into one of the voting booths and like the entire booth is just like wall-to-wall MMC, it's so hard to find like a particular entry that you're interested in because they all start with MMC and you just look at like a sea of MMC space blah, 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 and it's like, what? Like, just like, what? You know, just like... Here's an example. Like, let's say... a blockbuster film was entered into a competition and you go to the award ceremony and it's like, congratulations, MMC The Shining has won the award for the best horror film. And it's like, anyway, it's a matter of preference, but just know it's not required. Like, if you still choose to put it in, great. It's just if you think you need to, you do not. Beagle says, have you ever wanted to participate in the MMC? I participate in every single MMC. Dio says we needed a vetted wiki article on all the misconceptions that go around NEOS. Yeah, well, we've got optimization guidelines, which Lex has provided. We've got myths, which I haven't actually updated in a while. That's because things calmed down, I guess. But yeah, his myths. And then we've got things to avoid as well, which I recently had to clarify that things to avoid didn't mean against the guidelines because we had a bunch of stuff around that. But those three pages should help. As for vetted, we don't really need them to be vetted. I do check like edits that occur there, but what amazes me is that even with those pages in existence, I still hear things which are like literally on that page. And I'd understand if they were on Twitter or a different platform because people maybe haven't read that. But like, I hear these things from like mentors and mods sometimes, and it's like come on. Beagle says, what are you working on for this MMC? I don't have any plans right now. What I usually do, bear in mind I can't win, is I've tended to sort of go for the art category. So if you go back to MMC 2022, you'll see that I have an entry in the art category. The reason behind that is because art is sort of like subjective and open to interpretation and also quite creative, I don't actually need to spend a lot of time on logics, right? If I make a game, I need to spend like hours making the logic for the game, you know, making sure that all the parts work, teams, shooting, whatever it is that needs to work works. But if I do art, it just needs to look good. And in some cases, that means like silly stuff. So the art project I did last year was based on, I'm not going to be able to find it. There's a note in the world. It's called Untitled on purpose. Because I called it Untitled, and then lots of people DM'd me and were like, you should title your project. I'm like, no, it's Untitled on purpose. And so I just renamed it to Untitled on purpose to meme. This year's one will also be called Untitled. Yes, that is a perfect example of art. Moving forward to additional questions, Revy asks, I wonder why Unity for rendering. Back when we picked Unity, it was probably the best option available. You have to remember that, Neos has existed since sort of before you can gather, right? It's been a long time in the making. Lots of people, particularly in the crypto scene, they're like, Neos has only existed since 2020. I'm like, no. Neos has existed like as early as, I think, 16, 17, or 18. That is, you know, and it's like, cool. We used Unity back then, and we're kind of just stuck on it because we've been on it that long. Like, the very first sort of idea of Neos, like, almost predates the Oculus Rift, right? It was the Oculus Rift dev kits that Fruchs was using to sort of pioneer this and look at it. Some of the Neos code predates motion controllers for VR. So back before you had the Vive ones, before you had the Oculus Touch controllers. In fact, there's a footage somewhere on his channel of him using, you know, that like Razer controller thing that had like a sort of ball in the middle? Hydra, I think. Yeah, Razer Hydra. That would look really weird. I'm glad Razer became less sort of like, let's make stuff look like an alien movie. I don't remember how that works. If anyone knows how the Razer Hydra works, let me know. Is it like, what's the ball do? Magnetic. Oh, that's cool. Which reminds me, I've seen a recent uptick in controllers which use magnetic sensors for the joystick, which I think is great because it means they don't get as much drift because there isn't like moving parts. There are still more moving parts, but like the moving parts are just moving parts. They're less like electronical and stuff like that. It also means they're like easier to swap out, etc. Yes, ponder the Razer Hydra Orb. Magnetic, that's interesting. Yeah, Revy says hot swap connectors for mechanical keyboards. Yeah, similar to that. Like, I can on this keyboard. I've never done it because I don't need to. I can pull off the keycap, of course, but I can also pull out the key and just like throw it across the room, go pick it up, put it back in again without unplugging the keyboard. It'll just work. My keyboard's cool. My keyboard uses lasers as well. So the keys I have don't mechanically interact with the circuit board at all. All they do is lower a tiny piece of plastic that blocks an LED and it detects the block of the LED as a key press. It's ridiculous. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. A keyboard needs to do that, but it works nicely. I can't adjust the strike depth, no. That would be like a price point increase that I wouldn't be prepared for. I don't want to talk about keyboards too much because I really do believe they're over-engineered and overplayed. I do not have any keyboard recommendations at all. What I will tell you is consider if you really need RGB or if you just think you need it. I've noticed a lot of people that like have RGB kit. They just like let it do the sort of like RGB strobe where it just goes like, I'm blue, now I'm purple, now I'm red, now I'm orange. I'm like, do you need that? I recently went round my bedroom and I did the thing where you put electrical tape over all the LEDs. And it's like, oh yeah, now like it's pitch black when I go to bed and I enjoy that. It's like, do you need light? Do you need it to have light? Oh, but it looks cool. Like, how long do you actually spend looking at your computer? Like, how long? I spend forever looking at it in terms of looking at the screen. But I remember the last time I like detailedly looked at the side of the PC case. That might just be like how I've got mine set up, you know. Do we have any more Neos questions? Let's get back to Neos. Oh, hell yeah. We got three Neos questions. Let's go through them. After MMC, I'm looking to create an educational world with theoretical physics, focusing on studies like black holes and whatnot. Would you be interested in working maybe on it? Unfortunately, I can't commit to working on any additional Neos projects. I just have too many. And then Neos itself being a project, it really ruins my mood for like working on stuff. You'll know that if you know me enough to know that like occasionally I just make memes because like, it's easy to make memes because you can stop the moment the joke isn't funny anymore. Other than that, like it's all full of like crazy projects. I don't have time. Lex says, "Will Neocene be a feature eventually worked on when things get rolling again?" We still do plan to work on Neocene, and it will give us a lot more control over testing and feature flagging and stuff like that. Revy says, are there any plans to support more DIY open source standards for eye and mouth tracking? Yeah, the way that works is if we have a headset that has eye or mouth tracking, we'll implement it like almost regardless, right? But we'll implement it at the speed and timing and planning as we do with all devices. As for open source, I'm aware of a few standards. I don't know which standard is winning right now, but we'll take a look at it, but we'll take a look at it framed around the headset in use. Like, as an example here, if there's only one person using a headset, it's unlikely to get prioritized. But if someone comes in and says 5% of your user base are using Quest Pros right now and you don't support it, that's a much easier conversation to have about supporting it. It's a bit like browsers. Like, what percentage are you using in Explorer 6, guys? Do you need to support Internet Explorer 6? If you're working in corporate banking, you do need to support Internet Explorer 6, usually. IE6 was out of support many, many years ago, but if you're in corporate banking, you usually need it. Or if you're in a nuclear missile silo, you kind of need to support, like, Internet Explorer 1 in some cases. Not that Internet Explorer should be used inside a missile silo. Hopefully everything in there is, like, largely offline. Look up and look into the silos and how they're operated, by the way. It's kind of interesting. Some of those silos are manned 24/7, and they have various mechanics that basically mean that if, like, an officer leaves their chair, like, alarms go off and stuff, because someone has to be in their chair at that silo 24/7 just in case it's needed. It's interesting. There's pictures of some of the rooms, and it's just like, that looks like a job which is, depending on how you look at it, stressful or not stressful. Because, like, if you're called on to, like, launch a missile, then you know the world's kind of messed up, so there's nothing really you can do about it. But most of the time it's not going to be, so you just, you know, sit there. I guess they'd run drills, though, a bit like firefighters. You know, like, I always used to think, like, oh, you know, firefighters do nothing when they're not on call. No, they do drills. Or they clean. Revy's clarifying they were talking about iTrack VR, which lets you add eye tracking to almost any headset. Go ahead and open up a GitHub issue for it. We'll see if we can prioritize it. Maestro asks, is VR OS program app allowed to be developed, or is that too far? Please restate that question. I have no idea what you're asking. Jackal clarifies, yeah, maintenance is also what they do. Yeah, I remember when I was young, I wanted to be a firefighter and a policeman at the same time. We are at 5:30, so anyone that's typing, go forward and ask your questions. Otherwise, we'll be leaving off here once we run out of questions. Okay, so Rusia's question first. What's the determining factor for when nodes go red? Is it based on a process time limit or max iterations? I'd have to look into it. Not entirely sure. I think it's running time. I'm not entirely sure. I'm sorry. And the next question, Maestro says, if I make the time to develop an OS around your program as a soft app, is built on top of the stack, is there core limitations such as running it locally not being allowed? As in, I'd like to make the program you guys have. Link to a server VM in the US will be provided by your program, but the backend we provided by a programming IDE and VR logic would be placed on a separate server using WebEx. I don't think you'd have much luck doing that, because we don't have things like screen sharing, text editing of the kind that you are speaking about. So I just don't know. I don't think half of what you're describing there would work, though, particularly whilst we're on Unity, but even once we're off Unity. That may require a commercial license, depending on what you're doing on it. So please go ahead and take a look at the terms of use and the guidelines and the end user license agreement. If you have any more questions about that, you can email hello@neos.com. Shadow says, could there be controller emulation with Logix node? It'd be nice for making VR gloves work without external mapping. We do have an item on our to-do list, roadmap, whatever you want to call it, which is more sort of generic device support. And what that would allow you to do is make, in a similar way, but not identical, to a plugin, a way for your device, whatever it might be, including, you know, if you built it using circuit boards and an Arduino yourself, support Neos. That's probably what you're after. I believe that's on one of our roadmap boards. With that, I'm going to go ahead and call things closed. That's the end of this office hours. If you have any additional questions, please post in questions and help, or DM me, or I don't know, like, send me a carrier pigeon. If you do that, let me know, though, because, like, my curtains are still closed and I won't see it outside on my balcony making pigeon noises at me. And I will see you again next week.